will keep our end up, and they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dog Blues.
Very good morning. As you begin your footy weekend on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues, you're here this morning with Chris Brownie, Paris Fabriziani for the first time, and myself, John Allen. So welcome again, Sally. It's been too long since the Mighty Blues held up that Premiership Cup. However, we remain as the WA Blues, your official WA Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, to bring you this show, talk about footy, talk about the Blues, and talk about everything else. So as always on the program today, we look at AFL and Blues news. We've got a special live guest today, Trevor Woollard. Trevor Woollard is one of the founders of Carlton Live. And we've also, as always, got Kate Jezalenko joining us for Kate's Plate, and the hyphen David Rees-Jones for the shirt front. So, without further ado, I think it's time to bring in our friend. The Ukrainian sniper. You're right there, Chris?
Harris,
are you okay? Can you hear us? Can you hear the music? Is that not the best intro on radio? Kate, good morning. How are you going today?
Good morning. How are you?
Really, really well. What's been going on this week, matey?
Not much. Last week of homeschooling for my eldest son, so looking forward to having some free time next week, to be honest.
All right. Going to wheel him out to school again this week, eh?
Yeah, next week. Can't wait. It's my birthday tomorrow too. Happy birthday, Katie.
Oh, that's right. It's your birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday for tomorrow, Kate Jezalenko. You beauty.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all. Now, it's been a big couple of weeks, and it's been a big week in the last week. So I have no idea what you're going to discuss this week, but tell us what's on Kate's plate.
It has been a big week, and on my plate today, I'm serving up a dish of cold shoulder and hot tongue to those who hate. Let me make it clear that what I am saying is in direct correlation with the AFL and Carlton Football Club's ongoing values, not a political statement in regards to any of the issues going on at home or around the world at the moment. Carlton has a rich history of loving and embracing all walks of life. The AFL have done an incredible job over the years promoting reconciliation and denouncing bad, hateful behaviour. Sadly, even in our awesome football community, very small pockets still do exist and from time to time rear their ugly heads. Social media is bringing out the worst of this divisive, hateful and mostly cowardly behaviour, and it's time we all started listening, respecting and loving one another. It's time everyone put down their devices and picked up a footy for a while. Men, women and children, get out, smile, laugh, embrace. Haters, you didn't finish your peas or your meat on Kate's plate, so it's a tough love that I say no pudding for you this week.
Beautifully said, Kate. Absolutely beautifully said. Couldn't agree more. And it would be great to see people actually getting out and embracing life. Get out in the sunshine, kick the footy around with your kids or your mates, and get off your devices, your social media, and all the crap that goes along with that, doesn't it?
Yeah, and stop the hate. It's time for it all to be over. Seriously.
Absolutely. Maybe take the odd mark over your mate's shoulders.
That'd be a good idea.
That's it. Now, what else? What do you got lined up this week? How's me old mate the exfoliator going? What's he doing?
He's taken off. I think he may have gone to buy me a birthday present of some sort. So that's a bit exciting, but he's good.
Well, I've seen the last birthday present he got you, that horrible cardigan.
Oh, stop it.
Kmart cardigan. Come on, Trent. You've got to pull your finger out, mate.
That was my mother's
day present. Okay, now I'm feeling a little bit bad. Not really. Now, Kate, while I've got you on the line, I'm going to do an introduction here because we got a newbie on the panel today, Paris Fabriziani. She's our communications officer at the WA Blues, a young member, and does a fantastic job, and we feel really honoured to have her in the studio. So, Paris, good morning. Welcome to the show for the first time.
Thanks for welcoming me. Nice to be here.
That's the way. Now, as we always do, we love to ask our new panellists and WA Blues members, how did you become a Carlton supporter? What does it mean to you, and what does it mean being on the committee now, the WA Blues?
Yeah, I was softly forced into going for the Blues. My dad's a big Blues fan, and my brother at a young age decided to go for the Brisbane Lions.
Right, so we got Big Nick on track, but the brother we got to work on.
Yep, he was a Carlton fan for a while, and then, yep, definitely jumped ship. But, yeah, every birthday, Christmas was Carlton gear just to force me into going for them. And I suppose then I loved Brendan Favola. I still love him. So that obviously got me over the line too. But I suppose for me, I'm 21. I haven't seen much good from the Blues at all. So
not 21.
Hopefully some good stuff coming.
You were born into bad at 21, yeah. Pretty much. Now, Brendan Favola, favourite player. What do you call him? Kate, hashtag number 25. Why do you call him that?
No, I call him hashtag number 2.
Hashtag number 225. That's right. Can you just explain to us all why you call Fev that?
Second best number 25 to ever play Carlton.
No bias there at all towards your beautiful
not
club.
At all. Not at all.
No, and tell me, as someone from such a rich Carlton family who bleeds blue, what were your emotions when Carlton was left stranded? When Brendan, was left stranded on 99 goals that year. Lining you up here.
I think I was the only person in the crowd that was going, no, don't kick it, no, 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 no.
I find it disgusting,
the only one at Carlton
disgraceful.
100 in a season. I think he kicked 115. And I want it to stay that way forever. So, and it was the exfoliator who stopped him from doing it. So very, very proud of my man.
I saw another exfoliator last Saturday night. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but I did see one.
That guy's an absolute idiot. Don't worry about him. All right, Kate. Well, look, I know you know you've had a pretty stressful time with the lockdown over there in Victoria, and two high-energy mad boys running around the house trying to homeschool them. And so we're really happy for you that the big fella Luca's going back next week. And are the boys around?
They are. Did you want to talk to them?
And chuck them on.
They'd be beside themselves. Hang on one second.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
I'm finding them. Hang on.
This is live radio, Kate. It's going well.
I know. I'm just. Well, you didn't tell me.
No, I never do.
Oh, hey.
Hi, Luca.
Hey, Luca. How you going, mate?
Good. You?
Yeah, good. What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm just on my scooter playing in the backyard.
Oh, so it's not raining in Melbourne. Nice and sunny down there?
Not really.
Okay.
You looking forward to going back to school and leaving your mum alone or what?
School's better than homeschooling, so very much, yes.
Awesome. Where's Alessio? Is he running around somewhere?
He's right next to me. Say hi.
Hi. Hi, Alessio. How you going?
Good.
You being good to your mum?
Yep.
That's a good boy. Okay, now what do we say? Go the Blues?
Go Carlton!
That's it. Now, who's your favourite player that ever played for Carlton, Alessio?
Pa.
Pa.
What's his name?
Alex Jesulenko! Yes, yes, yes!
That a boy. That's what we all wanted to hear. Chuck your mum on quickly so we can go.
All right, I'm here.
All right, no worries. Well, we've got to go now, Kate. Thanks for that. That was awesome. Say good day to the exfoliator. You know how much I miss him.
No worries, I will. I'm probably talking to you during the week.
All right, you're an absolute superstar. Thanks, Kate. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you then.
See you, mate.
See you, Kate.
Bye. Always great to have a chat with our great mate Kate Jesulenko here on Breakfast with the Blues with her segment Kate Plate, and that was a really good message today. Something a little bit different. To her serving up a cold shoulder and hot tongue to someone. Just actually just spreading a little bit of love that we all need at the moment, so I thought that was a really good message.
Yeah, no, she's excellent.
Okay, now let's go over to, cross straight to AFL news. Tell me, Chris, what's been going on this week, mate?
Okay, during the week, the AFL held their Hall of Fame over four nights due to the COVID-19 restrictions. They elevated John Kennedy Sr. to legend status and inducted the following: Lenny Hayes from St Kilda, teammates from the Brisbane Lions Simon Black and Jonathan Brown, Dean Cox from the Budgies, Greg Phillips from the Port Adelaide Magpies, and finally Dennis Committee and Port Adelaide's John Abley. Congratulations to them all. Also, the AFL players are preparing to take a defiant stance against an industry push for pay cuts next season. The AFL Players Association told the players that while it had it's committed to a review of the collective bargaining agreement. It was not conceding to any amendments. The current CBA runs until 2022. The association has stated that they need complete transparency from the AFL ahead of any review and any consideration for a change. And this can only be done once they understand the actual impact of the COVID-19 on the industry. So watch your space on this one, because I think it could get ugly.
Yes, it could be a weekly whack in that.
It could be. The AFL has given free rein to clubs to organise scratch matches between themselves from next week. Teams will have the options to hold these games as curtain raisers or curtain closers to senior fixtures. And they must be played at AFL-approved venues. Drawback, AFL umpires are not available to officiate. That could be a good thing, I suppose. But instead, the teams involved will need to allocate staff approved to make who have contact with the players, and they'll have to serve as umpires. They will need to lodge requests for this 12... Oh, that's better. a week before the games, and there's already been a few clubs opt out of this for the first week. For example, North, the Bombers and Bulldogs. And if GWS and Sydney want to play scratch matches, they're going to have to do amongst themselves for the first 4 weeks because of that hub environment up in Sydney.
Yep.
Former Adelaide Crow champion Andrew McLeod said he doesn't feel welcome at the Crows anymore. The two-time Norm Smith medalist has gone back to do some work with the team following his playing days, but no longer feels the warmth, poor old boy.
It's a little bit weird. He didn't really clarify why or anything like that. It come across as a bit of a sook. Like, give us some reason why. Why come out and say something like that and rubbish your club, basically, or effectively, without giving a reason? I just thought that whole thing was a bit strange.
Yeah, it was a bit...
It was a bit Kardashian-y.
Well, it is Adelaide.
Yeah.
Moving on, we know that the 6th annual Big Freeze to support Neil Danaher's Fight MND fundraiser will go ahead this Monday. There's one player from every club's been selected. Participants are our superstar captain, Paddy Cripps, GWS Toby Green, Gold Coast Brandon Ellis, Essendon Horatio Fantasia, Brisbane ex-Blue Mitch Robinson, Bulldogs Bailey Smith, Richmond Jack Riewoldt, Melbourne Christian Petrarca, Collingwood Steel Sidebottom, Geelong Joel Selwood, Hawthorn Isaac Smith, North Melbourne Ben Brown, Port Adelaide Tom Rockcliffe, Adelaide Tex Walker, St Kilda Brad Hill, Sydney Isaac Heaney, West Coast Brad Shepherd and Frio Michael Walters.
Just got a text from Craig Beck, the cerebral assassin. He's hasn't been on the show for a while. He's obviously feeling a bit unloved. Stop picking on Andrew McLeod.
What?
Craig Beck, you are now lined up for the next weekly whack.
Yeah, I'd say so. Following on, the two weekly Channel 7 football programs have fallen victim to the cost-cutting brought on by COVID-19. Their flagship Sunday morning show, Game Day, and Monday night review program, Talking Footy, won't be seen when football returns and has been suspended indefinitely. The light-hearted midweek show, The Front Bar, will return on Thursday before reverting to Wednesday when matches return. So at least we can have a laugh watching that. In AFLW news, Scott Gowans will put his hand up for an AFLW coaching vacancy after his shock axing by North Melbourne on Thursday morning. Gowans actually led the Roos to an 11-3 record before it ended on 2020. He was informed by the club at 9:30 a.m. via a Zoom teleconference that he'd lost his job. He was immediately replaced by North Melbourne's AFL interim coach and ex-Roo player Darren Crocker. And the last bit, the Dockers forward Cam McCarthy was rushed to hospital on Wednesday after collapsing at training. Resumed training on Friday and is waiting test results. A bit of a strange one, that one. But that's all in AFL news, mate.
All right, thanks very much for that, mate, informing us on what's been going on. Now, Paris, what's been going on in Blues news? What's the latest injury updates and rumours? Anything to do with the Blues? What's going on?
So I suppose the newest injury would be Jack Martin, which was a stomach. He came off the track on Tuesday after the tackle, but it's been cleared with bruising only. Obviously, Charlie Curnow's out for the season with the knee injury. Matthew Cruz's foot to be confirmed, but he's expected to be back around in August. Brody Kemp is TBA. The knee ACL is out for the year. Caleb Marchbank with his knee bone bruising, 2 weeks. Zach Fisher, ankle test. And Tom DeConing, ankle, 4 weeks.
Good thing about Zach is he was meant to be on the show and we got that last-minute call-up with his training change. So my gut feeling is telling me that he's a little bit closer than what we all think.
We hope so.
So in the Blues news, we've announced a very significant restructure to the recruiting team and sharper national focus. So they're putting a stronger emphasis on recruiting national talent from outside Victoria. So major changes in that is Mick Agresta's moving into the role of the National Recruiting Manager and Paul Brody's shifting to Victorian Recruitment Manager. These changes have come due to the wake of a club being forced to halve its full-time recruiting staff, and Nick Austin will oversee recruiting as head of list management. So assistant coach Dale Amos reviewed the Blues match simulation training. The Blues got through its longest block of match simulation in recent training period ahead of its clash with Melbourne next week. All players were put through their paces over 40 minutes of gameplay, with coaching staff very impressed with what they saw. The players that sat out were Harry Mackay, Michael Gibbons and Mitch McGovern. Nice.
Sat out or stood out?
Stood out.
That's it.
What's the difference?
Well, sat out means they didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm glad you clarified that for us.
Because all of a sudden, what's the matter with them? So that's a, sorry, mate.
Okay, no worries. Mr. Paranoi. Go ahead, Paris.
Head of development Luke Power has stated the team is very clear on what they have to do to reach the next level, and he's been very impressed by the commitment and application of the boys, which they've shown since returning back to full training. He said there's a very clear understanding of what's needed to be achieved for them to go to the next level. Tom Williamson believes all his back issues are behind him, and being able to get a good pre-season in, believes he's primed to make his AFL impact once again. Tom says it's been challenging at times, and thanks to Carlton for believing in him. He says it's been lucky the last 8 months have helped him get really strong in the program and work closely with Andrew Russell in regaining his strength and fitness and his belief in his body. And I suppose one of the biggest ones that they've seen in the last week is Carlton and major sponsor Hyundai have launched their Back Our Baggers campaign. Their members have put forward their football club on their back and carried it through the challenging period, so now it's time for Carlton to return the favour. This will see 67,000 members given the chance to have their name etched on the back of a player's guernsey for a game. And in three games throughout the 2020 season, Carlton players will each wear a guernsey with a specific member's name on the back.
My name will look good on one of those, I think.
Yeah. Number 25, maybe.
And lastly, the club has sent out an email to all members this week with options for their 2020 membership. Option one, keep the membership as it's with the ability to add a new member for 2021 at no cost. Number two, donate the membership to the club as tax deduction. Or three, get a refund on your 2020 membership.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, well done. I think the majority of members will probably say keep the membership.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to try and get Craig on the line here. Is I think he's having a bit of a sook.
What's
now,
going on?
I don't know.
About Andrew McLeod.
Let's get him on and find out.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Craig, how you going, mate? What's going on, mate? You weren't happy with the Andy McLeod remark. What's happening, mate? What's the matter?
No, mate. You can't bag a champion like that. Seriously.
I don't think
is that it. Do you realise what show you're listening to?
Pardon, what was that?
Do you realise what show you're listening to? You've been on the panel, and you're having a go at us for bagging a player, a champion.
Well, this is the only way that I can get back on the panel, see, is if I put in a cheeky remark like that, I might get a live phone call on air, so it's my only opportunity.
We do like a good mischievous badger. We might have to get you back in here, mate. So thanks very much for your feedback. How good indeed is Kate, speaking of mischievous badgers. She's absolutely fantastic champion. So, and anyway, mate, that's something for you to aspire to.
The only thing that I was disappointed or didn't like what she said was she had Bevy as number two, and really he should be relegated number three now because our man
Zachy, yes,
would be number two now, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yes. That's correct. Spot on. Geez, he's starting to make a little bit of sense for once now. That's awesome. Hey, listen, Craig, we've got to go because we've got to go to an ad break, but thanks for answering the phone, and I hope you're okay mentally and emotionally for the rest of the day after we bagged out your favourite player, Andy McLeod. Have a great day, mate.
Good on you guys.
Okay, you're on. Thanks, Craig. All right, a little bit of fun there. That's what you get if you text that sort of garbage to me. We're all about bagging champions here on Breakfast with the Blues.
Especially if they're from Port Adelaide or Adelaide.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, look, we are going to go to an ad break. And when we come back, Trevor Woollard, co-founder of Carlton Live, it's going to be a great chat. Go Blues.
Go Blues.
Blue Baggers of WA. Join more than 60,000 members and be part of the record-breaking Carlton Army today. It is time to prove you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria in 2019. The region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership.carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a Blue Bagger. Station
sponsor. Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. From our functions and events, you can find out about further upcoming local events. Carlton Football Club memberships, purchase of local WA Blues merchandise, season raffle tickets, even Carlton number plates for your car. Just look for one of the committee shirts and ask one of your friendly representatives for any information. We as a committee also help Carlton with pre- and post-match functions whenever the Carlton Football Club teams travel to Perth. Attending the pre-match functions gives you the chance to win match day ground passes. More information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues! Station
sponsor. We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth. And they will know that they've been playing
against the famous Old Dark Blues. Welcome back to the program, everyone. You're on Breakfast with the Blues on 91.3 Sport FM with Johnny, Chris and Paris. So we've got a special guest about to come online. This guy, he's one of the co-founders of the Carlton Live page on Facebook. We'll get into the details of that and what the show's all about. Let's bring him on. Trevor Woollard, welcome to Breakfast with the Blues for the first time this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Johnny, and everyone else. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Mate, it's an honour. Tell us, Trevor, before I throw you out to Paris and Chris for a couple of questions, how did you become a Blue Bagger? Like, what age were you? How young were you? What does it mean to you all now? And You've been a co-founder of Carlton Live, but where did it all begin, mate? Why are you a Blue Bagger?
Yeah, like a lot of people, I was born blue, so I've got the navy blue throbbing through my veins. I tell the kids that I was actually spawned out of Princes Park, but got Carlton on the birth certificate, and a family connection going, you know, a long way back. There's a bit of a I don't know if it's a wise tale, but there's a bit of a story that we tell amongst the family that one of our great grandfathers had a heart attack after a Carlton grand final win. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it's a good wives' tale that we're keeping the story alive. Yeah,
it's a great.
But look, you know, Carlton means a lot to me. I suppose, you know, if I put some milestones of my life in order, it might give you an indication of the passion that's involved. So, you know, the 99 grand final, 99 prelim, 2000 elimination, birth of my children and a wedding day. So that's the order of sequence of the
good
great
to
milestone.
Good to see that. Got your priorities straight. Good man. Now, I'm going to throw you over to Chris first for a question, and I'll get back to you in the tick.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Chris here. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, well, Chris, sorry we couldn't get Zach on. I know that Chris Judd was the third choice, but yeah, really appreciate joining you guys.
Oh, no, you jumped the queue once Zach couldn't get on, mate.
Is this Trevor Woollard or Craig Beck? I'm not pumping up his own tyres. This boy, I like it.
Mate, Trevor, you started first, I think, in 2015, and it was Carlton Connect. Whose idea and what made you do that?
Yeah, look, I had a bit of an involvement with the club through the member council. It was an initiative that Marcus Judiche started. A really good thing that the club did was to try and have a sort of... And they put a group of people together to connect with the board and be that connection between the board and the members. And the idea of that was to try and engage better with the members. And I think, you know, going back at that stage, it's probably really been the catalyst of where we are right now, where our membership base is that ethos of the board and Mark in particular to try and have a better engagement process with the members. So, you know, sort of out of that, I thought, well, let's do something socially as well. The technology in terms of, you know, live Facebook wasn't there at that stage, so it was a live internet radio program, which was just me talking and probably just my mum listening. That was the only sort of audience we had at that stage. But we gravitated towards Facebook and engaged with a now really good friend of mine, John Rowe, who's my partner in the team. And the old idea was just to try and, you know, have a connection live with the Carlton audience, and we all about being exclusively biased, and we don't shy away from that. But you know, there's lots of forums and different processes of ways that, you know, all, particularly through social media, that Carlton people are engaging with. You know, we just wanted to do it live and have a bit of fun at the same time, and have a few drinks as well as on a Tuesday night, which we quite often do.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic show. Who would you consider the poster boy out of you and John, Trevor?
Oh, look, you know, John's the brains behind the operation. There's no doubt about that. I'm clearly the pretty one amongst the group. Johnny's very level-headed. He knows his stuff. He knows his footy. Got a couple of other good guys as well amongst the team, Mark McKenzie and a guy by the name of Andrew Lake, who's we call the walking Carlton Google. You can ask him any sort of question you like about Carlton. He'll remember exactly what happened on that particular occasion.
And I see our boy Greg from the Goldfields, from Kalgoorlie, on there every now and then. Loves to bob his head up as well.
Yeah, and that's great. Obviously, our site and our page has grown, you know, quite well over the last couple of years, and to reach out to all across the country, it's been fantastic. And yeah, you might have caught Greg's little live road trip from Kalgoorlie to Perth for a pre-season game. That was good viewing, and as I said, we want to try and have a broad reach, the same as you know, what you guys do over there, and you know, bring everyone together and have a bit of a fun environment as well.
Hi, Trevor. Paris here. How are you going?
Yeah, good to talk to you, Paris.
So how many hours a week does it take to put on the show?
What you see is what you get. There's no preparation. John and I probably do a two-second internet check before we get on live. We've got our beers sorted out. That's probably the main part of the night. We hardly do any conversations about what we're going to do on the show, except if we're lining up a guest. But it's literally, and that's why we think it's a bit of fun, because it's raw, as we just get on and ad-lib and talk, and a lot of the time the audience drives the conversation, so it's up to them really what they want to bring up to the table and talk about. Obviously, hasn't been much to talk about of late, but you know, we can't wait to get back full steam ahead in the next week.
You've
or so.
Just summed up the show absolutely perfectly there, and it's not something that you can fake or prepare for or anything like that, and that's what makes the show really great. Have you guys got a beer sponsor yet?
Oh, look, on the lookout. Johnny likes his James Bogues, and I intend to be on the Asahi.
Yes.
So, yeah, if anyone out from there that wants to chuck us a few bucks, we'll put you up there for sure.
Come on, mate. You're from Melbourne. It should be the old Carlton Draft.
Yeah, Carlton Draft own Asahi now, I think. So
they do too, but, yes.
Carlton Draft's always the favourite when I'm heading down to Norton's for a few. That's our pub of choice.
Yep. Mate, with the show, who from the club have you had on, and anyone of note?
It's only sort of recently we started to sort of have some, you know, some special guests. It's really been focused on trying to have, you know, Carlton people and supporters and members on the show. But you know, given the lockdown and things like that and the availability, we've sort of started now to reach out to some people. A couple of weeks ago, we had Big Wow Jones on. That was a really fun show.
He would have been entertaining, mate.
Oh, look, you know, he's a champion, yeah. and really loves to give back to the supporters. He was, I think he's up in New South Wales. He was on the Rosé. He would have pictured that when I was talking to him. But yeah, he was a good chap. We've got a few, you know, other people that we want to try and have a chat to and line up. We had Dan Eddy. You guys might know him as the author of Larrikins and Legends book. We had him on the show a few weeks ago. But yeah, there's a few sort of people we've got lined up coming up to sort of make you know, have a bit of a difference in the show.
Nice work. Well, look,
I want to get young Tommy Williamson on. He's a fellow Ararat boy.
Yes.
Interesting story. His dad used to coach me back in Ararat, and I took Tommy Williamson for Auskick a couple of times, and the message from his dad was to not try and teach Tommy any skills. Obviously, he knew my footballing ability wasn't that crash shot, so he said, no, just stay away from Tommy and let him have his own development.
Mate, can just quickly, where are you at the moment? Are you in your house somewhere? Are you in your bedroom or are you in the kitchen? Are you in the bedroom?
Where's this going?
I'll tell you where this is going. Where this is going, mate. I just want to know, what's that Levi poster like on your bedroom ceiling, mate?
Yeah, well, it probably needs a bit of a update, actually, because it gets a bit.
It was a family show, but then Chris Brownie just opened his gob, so there we go.
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of a man crush on Levi. You know, it's developed. I was one of his big backers early on when he was, you know, copying and pasting from all quarters. So, you know, I'd probably stuck up first and foremost for his place in the team. But, yeah, it's just developed into a bit of a one-sided love affair over the last couple of years.
No worries. Well, look, before we go, I just would like to encourage all the listeners out there to get on the Facebook, like the Carlton Live page, and get your notifications, because it's a great show. You've got to just get on there and listen to them when they're talking live. It's really, really good fun. It's really raw. It's just people talking Carlton and expressing themselves, being themselves. So that's what makes the show really great. And we love what you and Johnny are doing, mate. We really do. And we appreciate your time here on Breakfast with the Blues today.
Feelings mutual. Thanks a lot.
Good stuff, mate.
Thanks,
Trevor
mate.
Wallard. Well done.
Thanks, Trevor.
And that's Trevor Bean. And that's Trevor gone. This is Breakfast with the Blues. And now, just a reminder, guys, there's a couple of big ones here. Okay, there's a couple of big ones. If you've been watching during the week, you would have heard the big news, but we'll just go through the raffles first. The Eddie Betts raffle is still going on for the month of June, so if you want to buy some tickets in the Eddie Betts raffle, you have to send a private message to the Facebook page and just say that you want to buy some tickets in the June raffle, and they'll tell you how to do that and payment details and everything else, and then you'll get sent your tickets and that's done. Same for the season raffle if you want to buy tickets in the season raffle. But here's the big one. We're back at the Empire, and we've got an event a week from now, which is the first game back, round 2, June 13. But very important part of this is that it is a private function. The Empire Bar is not open to the public yet. They're allowing us to have a private function. There's fairly strict protocols in place there in regards to social distancing and how they set the venue up. And a big part of that is we have to pre-register everyone that comes. So if you want to come, don't just rock up to the Empire, because you'll be sadly knocked back. What you do need to do is, again, to send a private message to the Facebook page, WA Blues, say that you want to come to the event on June the 13th. And with how many people, they'll send you a message with the details of how to make the payment and what to put in the description. I've had a few people that haven't exactly followed those instructions 100%, but we're getting there. Do that, and you'll get your name on the guest list, and you'll get a ticket on the door to the Eddie Betts raffle as well. But just make sure you keep the raffle information and the event information separate so you don't confuse the poor guys that are trying to help you all out. So, huge news there. Isn't it great to be back at the Empire? Just
looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
I don't know what I'm more excited for, to watch Carlton or to eat a chicken parmy.
Oh, chicken parmy at the Empire. And those chicken wings.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Man.
And the pots of Carlton Draft.
Now, look, we do have a new menu, our food and beverage menu. I'll be popping that up on Facebook this week. So you've only got a week to go. We've only got about 60 tickets left. So they're selling pretty fast. If you want to go, you've got to get onto it. You've only got the rest of this week up till Friday to pre-register your name. So send a private message to the Facebook page and we'll get all over that for you.
And, yes, Chris. And they need to give us the $5 registration so they actually can get in and get their name on the door, because there's been a little bit of confusion with that.
That's right. So as I said, send the inquiry through, and then the guys will send through the instructions of how that works. And you mustn't confuse the event
like I did.
Tickets with the raffle tickets, like Chris did.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Ended up just paying more money.
Now, Carlton versus Melbourne in a week's time. Now, we're going to do the review with the hyphen next week, but how do you think that's looking? How do you think we're tracking now with our injuries and everything else? I'll go to you first, Chris.
We're going to miss the big cruiser badly in the ruck. That's their domination. Their dominance is Max Gawn, and I think it's I think Mark Pitnett has to come in and team up with Levi, but I just think it's going to be a big ask in the ruck. So we're going to have to start reading off him.
One thing about Mark Pitnett is his reputation. He's a bit of a madman, bit of a crash and bash, and that's what he's got to do, isn't it? He's got to get in there and just put his body into Max Gawn, try and negate him. And let Casbolt, when he's doing his thing in the ruck, be more the mobile ruckman running around, because we are going to miss that from Cruz.
Yeah.
And Tom DeConning, you know, he's not going to get the opportunity to develop further by getting match time. So we just need them to do their best to help us win the game. And that means, Mark, get in there, crash and
bash. It will be fantastic to watch Harry Mackay, Mitch McGovern, Eddie Betts and Jack Martin at their feet.
Oh, absolutely.
We haven't had that... something like that for years.
Absolutely, and we can just imagine and dream that Charlie will be in that mix one day as well.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Paris?
I just really hope they don't get stage fright. I think the only bad thing about the Carlton-Richmond game in round one was that first quarter. That was real, real bad. And then for the last three quarters, they actually played pretty good. And if they didn't have that big deficit to come back from, you know, it was a lot more even.
It's going to be harder too with shorter quarters, the 16-minute quarters.
I reckon after that round one game, and given what happened last year, a lot of times at Teague, would have had a pretty strong focus on those bad starts and trying to sort that out. And if we can, and we're competitive in that first quarter and at least break even in that first quarter, it'll set us up nicely for the rest of the match.
Yeah. Remember last year's game against the D's? They only just pipped us.
It wasn't at 3 or 4 points right at the end.
Right at the end. But their centre-half
forward...
four
or five goals up, weren't we?
Tom McDonald, remember, their full forward, centre-half forward kicked five till half-time. He was the difference. We need to lock down on those guys.
I think we just need to get the first one, and it needs to be something really good, like Eddie Betts kicking an amazing goal and just get that hype up so everyone has that then confidence to actually do something good.
Yeah, something to get the crowd going. That's right.
Cardboard crowd.
It'll be interesting because that's what players... the polarising players like Betsy do, isn't it? They get that crowd going and that adrenaline runs through the veins, and you can get that run on with that motivation and that momentum. But how's that going to affect things now? It'll still motivate the players when they see that. They'll be inspired by it, but there won't quite be the same adrenaline.
Question, just like the NRL is doing at the moment, they've got that fake noise. Is that fake noise only through the TV or is it actually at the ground? I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's only on the TV. Okay.
See, I thought it was at the ground through the speakers.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Because, well, maybe that helps a bit. I don't know.
That'd be weird.
I don't know. It's just like us when we used to play football back in the junior days, mate. No one. Unless you had your mother and that screaming out for you.
Oh, God, okay. On that note, we'll... G'day to all the mums out there. especially the screaming mums. We love the screaming mums.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, at the footy. Now, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, of course... it's our great mate, The Hyphen. Go the Blues.
Go Blues.
Blue Baggers of WA. Join more than 60,000 members and be part of the record-breaking Carlton Army today. It is time to prove you are the most passionate Navy Blue region beyond Victoria in 2019. The region with the highest membership growth this year will go into the draw to win Virgin Australia flights, accommodation and tickets for two to the 2019 John Nicholls Medal, among other great prizes. Whether you're able to travel to Melbourne to watch the Blues in action or show your support from afar, there's a membership package to suit you. Head to membership.carltonfc.com.au right now and sign up today. There's no borders to being a Blue Bagger. Station
sponsor. Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. From our functions and events, you can find out about further upcoming local events. Carlton Football Club memberships, purchase of local WA Blues merchandise, season raffle tickets, even Carlton number plates for your car. Just look for one of the committee shirts and ask one of your friendly representatives for any information. We as a committee also help Carlton with pre- and post-match functions whenever the Carlton Football Club teams travel to Perth. attending the pre-match functions gives you the chance to win match day ground passes. More information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues!
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave, print, identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're on Breakfast with the Blues here on 91.3 Sport FM. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. Yes, Chris, what are you just waving at me for? What's going on? Do you want me to read something off a script?
Not at all,
mate. You want me to be professional?
Not at all, mate.
I'm sorry, mate, you're on the wrong show.
Go for it.
Now, of course, it's that time of the week to bring in our great mate on the shirt front.
Jones plays. Oh, what a mark!
First time in my career I'd actually been given instructions to get out and whack someone.
He's been reported.
Bruce Jones just came in.
I'm glad I'm in Melbourne.
David Rees-Jones, welcome to Breakfast with the Blues for the first time today, mate.
Yeah, good to be here. Now, I can't hear that intro, so hopefully it's fine for me anyway. But,
you can't hear the promo?
No, I can't hear it this end, so I don't get it. But anyway, obviously it goes out to the viewers, so that's, or listeners, so that's the main thing.
Okay, well, I'll try and sort that out, because I'm a little bit of a technological dinosaur. So, all right, I'll figure out what I'm doing wrong, and I'll try and be better next week. Sorry about that, mate. Now, Hythe, you've finished your regime with the push-ups. You would have had a couple of pots under your belt by now to relax. Have you continued with the push-ups? Are you continuing with the regime? What's going on?
No, well, I made a deal with my daughter, Madison, my youngest, and I said to her, now we're going to do real push-ups, like down to the ground and back up again. So I started on 15 the other day, 15, of course, but so I started on 15 and got them out there. Geez, they're a lot harder when you go all the way down, though.
Yeah, that's all right. Did she put an egg under your belly? You're not allowed to break the egg?
No, I had to touch. Yeah, you had to touch the ground. So
what touches the ground first at the moment, your nose or the egg? Or the belly?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm in trouble here.
Yeah, it's a family show. Now, Dave, we would have been playing the GWS this week. In 2017, we beat them by a point in a massive upset. So what we're going to do, we'll get Chris to give a very quick review, take us down memory lane on that one, and then we're going to give a bit of a rating on all the plethora of GWS players that we've recruited over the last three or four years. So I'll throw it over to Chris.
Okay, well, we entered this round 12 clash after three successive losses and a week off, and we were sitting in 17th place, only ahead of the Brisbane Lions, and the GWS Giants sat on top of the ladder. Matthew Cruiser led from the front in his 150th game, inspiring the Blues in a tense final term. After trailing from the 23-minute mark of the second term, Dylan Scheel put GWS back in front after goaling 4.5 minutes into the final term. Jed Lamb from the Blues, playing his first senior game for the season, calmly converted a set shot from 40 out to put the Blues back in front 2 minutes later. And then Matthew Wright extended the margin to 7 points at the 13-minute mark. But the Giants kept coming. Scheel kicked the second major of the term at the 18-minute mark to put them just 2 points down. And a run of three behinds, two to Toby Green, had them 1 point up 4 minutes later. Levi Casbolt, this will shock you, missed a 40-metre set shot soon after to level the scores before Zach Fisher kicked what would be the winning behind less than a minute later. Green had one last chance to set up a Giant shot on goal, but he missed Heath Shaw with a pass inside 50. Cruiser played an outstanding game with 21 possessions, 33 hitouts and 6 marks and a goal. Sam Doherty, 35 possessions, 9 rebounds and 12 marks, was a constant playmaker across halfback and was supported by Cade Simpson, who had 20 disposals, 4 rebounds. And Mark Murphy, 30 possessions, was a Blues prime mover through the midfield. So it was a major upset, and it was one of those games that I still recall watching. I think it was a Sunday afternoon time slot that we beat the ladder leaders by that 1 point.
Absolutely. Now, just moving
And that was a great game. I was actually over in Bali watching it live. watching on television over there. It was live on television. But, yeah, so, and the bar I was in, one of the young Giants players' mother was in there as well. So, because I was very surprised that someone was in there actually barracking for the Giants. But worked out it was one of the young Giants' mothers. So, yeah, and it was a great day.
Would have been a few bintangs there, mate?
Quite a few by that stage, yeah. Yeah, I was getting rather boisterous in that last quarter. So, I think I cleared the bar at one stage, but anyway.
Oh, that's good. Did you give it to the mum there, the GWS mum there? I would have been giving it to her.
No, she got introduced to me, so no, quite a lovely lady. I can't remember whose mum it was. I think it might have been Zach Williams, but can't quite remember at the moment.
He's a ripper kid, Zach. Yeah. Zach did his Achilles, and he was over in Fremantle with some of the boys during the bye. In a moon boot, and I was having a drink with him up in the old metros, and while everyone else was, and I'll tell you a story. Jakey Stringer was there,
oh yeah,
and he was just being Jakey Stringer, getting on it with some. I'm dropping names. I'm dropping names. I don't care. Brand materials. there are a couple of others. They were getting on it, having a good old time. Zach Williams was there in the moon boot, not touching a drop of the alcohol, telling me how he's going to come back for the finals and win the Norm Smith. And he was a real motivated young kid. I loved having a chat with him that night while I was getting stuck in the tequilas anyway. So, Chris, the GWS.
Yes.
We've recruited a lot of players from there over the years in a bit of a recruitment drive.
Yes.
Let's, between yourself and Paris,
yep.
Let's just go through them and give them a bit of a rating. We might ask Davey's opinion on that as well.
So the first one in 2014 was Christian Yaks, Mark Wiley and pick 19 from GWS in exchange for pick 7.
Oh, my God.
Christian Yaks.
Oh, my God.
He was going to be everything, wasn't he? Didn't quite work out for Christian.
Mate.
Unfortunately, built like Tarzan and played like Jack.
I've got to tell you, when I was doing this, I actually looked at the our trades from about 2008 onwards, and when you go through it, you can see why we've suffered for so long. Oh, yeah, my God.
A few misses and amongst the hits.
Yep. Okay, that moves on to 2015, and our 2016 first-round pick from Geelong for Lockie Henderson plus pick 28, which was Troy Menzel to Adelaide, pick 77 and pick 95 for Lockie Plowman, Liam Sumner, Jed Land, and Andrew Phillips. They called it the GWS 4, and pick 8, which become pick 10, and we picked up Harry McKay. So I think we did a little bit better there.
We did.
But there were still a couple of misses there.
And if it were up to me, yeah. I would have still had Jed Lamb playing for us. So he's the sort of player we need at the moment, I believe. What do you reckon about that, Hype? What do you think of Jed Lamb?
Yeah, he was an angry little bugger out there at times, and he certainly got under the skin of a few of the opposition players from time to time, but didn't get enough of the ball for my liking. You know, if you're going to do that sort of stuff, you're still going to get a kick as well. But, and look, in Soss's defence, there weren't too many putting their hand up to come to Carlton in those days too. So, there wasn't too many guys who actually wanted to come to Carlton. So it was tough times. And what we also had at that particular time was a real... we had younger guys and we had older blokes, and in that middle, probably 23 to 27 year old mark, we had nothing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I think that's what Soss tried to fill with a few of those boys.
Yep, true.
Move on.
2016, we've had Geelong's 2017 first round pick for Zach Tui, plus 2 third round elections. One was ours and one was from the Bulldogs in 2016. To GWS for Caleb Marchbank, Jared Pickett, and a 2017 second-round draft pick. Also, pick 135 to GWS for Reece Palmer. And then we traded on GWS 2017 second-round draft pick for a range of picks, 48, 66, and 70 from Hawthorn.
Well, you'd probably have to say a tick for Caleb Marchbank, although... Geez, he's had a bad run with injury. He hasn't really started paying back yet, but, you know.
Geez, Jared Pickett was disappointing.
Jared Pickett went on the Ashley Sampy Hungry Jack's diet a little bit, didn't he, unfortunately, and started getting a lot of soft tissue injuries. Yep. And and stuff like that.
And that
but then again, it didn't cost us much to get those guys. So, and Marchbank is going to be a star.
Yeah, absolutely. If we can get him on the park, mate. In 2017, we received Matthew Kennedy for pick 28, which we received from the Bulldogs after that exchange of picks 16 and 14, got back 28 and 30. So, how do you see that one, David?
Yeah, I've got a bit of time for Kennedy, actually, and they've thrown him down forward at times, and he's been able to give us a bit down there and score a couple of goals. So, he's a work in progress. I would have liked to have seen him probably do a bit better at this stage through the midfield, but he's pretty versatile, and he's going to be a handy player for us.
Yeah,
I think... it's a big year for Matt Kennedy, but I think it's a big year for the football department to figure out what his role is going to be. Is he going to be a versatile player that plays forward and inside mid, or is he going to be a permanent role somewhere on the field? He's been thrown around a lot. It's been a bit confusing for him, I believe.
I think
it would be tough, you know, as a player. But that sometimes that versatility can work in your favour and keep you in the team because. If things aren't working, you know, through the midfield or whatever, they know they can throw him down forward and he can kick goals. So, and he leads well and takes a good grab. So, he's only young at the moment still. So, hopefully bigger and better things ahead of him.
Yeah. Right, next year.
So, I think one of the best ones was in 2018, we got Will Setterfield together with pick 71 in return for a 2019 second round pick and pick number 43 from Geelong, which was then in exchange for one of our stats. League priority access picks.
Yep. So Will Setterfield, again, work in progress, but he started coming to the fore last year. Still just fresh off that knee injury and young.
Yeah.
He's another one. I like the comparison with what Dave just said about Christian Jack. Looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. I think at the moment, Will Setterfield needs to get a bit more of that Tarzan into his psyche, not just his size. And if we see that, then have him thrown around in the middle with Cripper, then that's exactly what we wanted him for in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming back from knees, you know, it's a confidence thing too. I mean, your body, you're still worried about, you know, doing it again, I suppose, and a few other things. So he this year he should have full confidence in his body. He's been through a couple of pre-seasons now, but once again we're talking about very young, you know, young blokes, young men, and you know, what would he be, 21, 22 maybe? I mean, his best years are, what you know, ahead of him, and he has shown those glimpses and the comparisons were sort of made the Kuda lookalike type, but you never know.
Yeah, I agree.
That's big expectation.
No, well, if you Dave, that springs to mind that game he played against Adelaide at the G when he actually picked that ball up on the half-full flank and Kuda-like did the blind turn and bang. That move there, that's what excites a lot of the supporters.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and you know, even Kuda, you know, but in his early games and so forth, you know, I mean, he was probably playing his best footy from 25 onwards, sort of thing, 24, 25 onwards. So, you know, good things to look forward to for some of them.
Absolutely. Now, we've got one more year, haven't we, 2019?
No, that's it.
Or was that it? Okay, good. All right, we'll wrap it up there.
We didn't recruit anyone from GWS last year. Yeah, has it changed?
Yeah, that's right. And I've got to get the weekly whack in. I've missed it the last 2 weeks because we've been so jam-packed with great guests and all of that. So I'm going to do it. You want to hang on for a tick and listen to the whack this week?
Yeah, I'll have a listen, yep.
You can rate him, mate.
Bit of pressure on me now. I've just got to find it. It's on my smartphone. Unfortunately, I'm not as smart as a phone, but I'm sure. Here it is. All right, here we go. Rightio, this week, the whack goes to a would-be tabloid sports journalist who a couple of weeks ago proclaimed that the Carlton versus Collingwood rivalry is over, dead. Put the this person's football knowledge and credibility into perspective. In 2018, this guy reported that Richmond versus Hawthorn was a rivalry in the making, despite the fact they've never even played off in a grand final. In 2016, this bloke wrote that the Western Bulldogs versus Crows was the spiciest in the league. Well, I don't know about spice, but I suspect this bloke has been sprinkling something else on his chicken palmy. So last week, or a couple of weeks ago now, because I missed last week, in an article, he reported the following. The last time Carlton and Collingwood played in a game that really mattered was the 1988 qualifying final at the G in front of 83,000 spectators. Well, you can Google that was the last time we played in the final, mate. And bloody Wikipedia, rivalries, whatever, big footy, blogs, various other articles, you can Google that stuff. Genius, genius stuff. Anyway, goes on to churn that since then, the buzz has invariably been manufactured more around events such as anniversaries and milestones. And furthermore, let's not bury the lead any further. Carlton versus Collingwood doesn't matter all that much anymore. This guy's a guppy. And guppies like this live only for vain attempts to squash rivalries, tradition and romance in our great game whilst manufacturing nonsensical ones of their own. Truth be told, if you went to a Rangers supporter in the Scottish Premier League when they were relegated down to the third tier during all their troubles and said that the Celtic Rangers rivalry was dead, if you said that to a Celtic or a Rangers supporter, you'd lose all your teeth in a second, I'll tell you. Those rivalries and the passion for those supporters, it's everything. So, look, the bitter hostility began in 1910 with Carlton and Collingwood in the grand final, which Collingwood won. It was a game that was marred with on-field violence. A number of fights broke out and a number of very long suspensions to many players, and the bitterness has endured. Five subsequent grand finals, the Blues have won all, with 70 and 79 remaining very iconic games. In total, Carlton and Collingwood have played in 257 games, including four draws, 127 wins to the Blues, 126 wins to the Pies. 22 finals, 14-8 to the Blues' favour. This man's agenda is to destroy the great passion and romance from football and probably society. Surely a DNA sample would reveal Kane Kardashian strains running through his veins. Anyway, any knowledgeable football purist, no matter what colours run through their veins, they'll tell you. Carlton Collingwood endures as the longest running bitter rivalry that will never die. We hate them. They hate us. But we survive for each other. We couldn't exist without each other. Yeah, I know I'm not doing the whack guys. You know why? Because I'm too busy talking and listening to my own voice. I can't concentrate on the panel at the same time as while I'm trying to get a little bit passionate about it.
Hey, can I jump in there, guys?
Absolutely.
Because I actually got asked a couple of years back, two or three years back, by Brendan Bolton to speak to the players before a Carlton-Collingwood game. And I actually said to him, I said, you know, you always want to go out and win. It doesn't matter. I said, but when we're playing Collingwood, this one is for your supporters. This is the day that when you walk off that ground, you will see the biggest grins. It's almost like a grand final win for them because, and vice versa, it works the opposite way for Collingwood fans. So, and I think you hit the nail on the head earlier. This is the game you'll want to win for the fans because it has got a lot of meaning. And people who don't barrack for Carlton or Collingwood could not understand that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Agreed. Like I said, we must hate each other, but we exist for each other. We couldn't live without each other. We couldn't live without those great games. Yep. So, anyway, that's my whack, and it does go out to Ashley Brown, you nuffy. Go back to community journalism or whatever it is, mate. You got no place in any sort of cerebral capacity as a sports journalist while you're writing crud like that. So there we go. Dave, I've said me bit. I've had me whack. And look, just for Paris and Chris, because finally I got it in. All right? So,
the greatest thing is footy's back next week. Oh, so let's look forward to that.
Bring it on.
A long wait. Looking forward to it.
Footy will be back. And we can listen to less of my rubbish. That's great, Dave. Thanks for coming on as you do every week. We love you. You do a great job,
worries.
And
thanks,
the supporters love it.
Thanks,
go
Dave.
The Mighty Blues. So there we go. I finally got that weekly whack in after three weeks.
Well done.
So, there we go. Now, anything else we need to mention before we go? Because it is just about that time.
I think we need to thank our sponsors. WA Major Sponsor Hyundai WA. Platinum Sponsors Allmark & Associates. Master Picture Framers. And, of course, the Empire, home of the WA Blues. 220 Grady's and Highway Left Lane. And a thank you to Barbaro Butchers for their season raffle participation.
Absolutely. Raph Barbaro from Barbaro Butchers. Scotty Wright at Allmark. Michael Barros at Hyundai WA.
Blair
Buckingham and Maria Buckingham at Master Picture Frame. Now, speaking of Master Picture Framers, yesterday I picked up five more frame jumpers. Okay, the team signed jumper, 2020. The Curno brothers signed jumper. The Leaders jumper, which is the one signed by Patrick Cripps, Sam Doherty and Ed Curno. How's that for a jumper? So what did I say? The team jumper, the Curnos, the Leaders, the Kenny Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
The Kenny Hunter special. Sorry?
Stephen Kanan, no?
No, I haven't got that. The Briggsy's got that. Okay. But anyway, more jumpers. That means more raffles, more fun. We're back at the Empire. We're back playing footy next week. We're going to smash the Demons. And next week we'll do a review with the Hife on the game. Yep. Finally, getting back to what we do.
Yep.
So on that note, thank you very much, Paris, for coming in
today.
You're more than just a fill-in. You're wearing
Better looking than Craig.
A little bit better looking than Craig. A lot more hair.
Oh, yes.
And probably just slightly more cerebral, I reckon, than old Vizzy. Yeah. No, and we're only joking there. And Craig, if you're listening, we miss you. We can't wait to have you back next week. So, and for everyone else out there, go the Mighty Blue Baggers.
Go Blues.
Go Blues. And they will know that they've been playing against the fans.